Forex Trading for Beginners, the ultimate comprehensive guide for any Forex aspirant. Top trading strategies, how to make the right investment and make money online. Create wealth in 2021 and beyond. By Ryan Martinez. Recorded by Adam Brazell. Chapter 2. Attaining Forex Expertise, Learning About Top Trading Strategies. Since you really want to be greatly successful in your dealings with currency exchange, you probably want to answer questions like, how do the experts conduct their trading businesses? What are their entrance and exit strategies? How are they leveraging economic news and events? How are they running their lives as they invest huge time and effort in their trading activities? Those are questions that you really want clear answers for, so let's tackle them here. Let's get acquainted with crucial key points that truly define rich traders and poor traders. You can call them techniques or strategies. Either way is preferable. What matters is your absorption for each of them. Strategy 1. Working on your attitude towards trading. Let's talk about habits. Are they crucial to the very essence of being a good Forex trader? Absolutely. Why so very few traders become rich and why plenty of Forex enthusiasts don't become wealthy is defined by this important factor called habit. Because good traders make it their second nature to habitually trade for most of their daily routines. While they may not do it each and every time of their lives, they do it a lot. Obviously. Habits greatly matter in this discussion, so let's get right to it. Here are the traits that you need to learn. Balancing patience and impatience. Can you patiently wait while being impatient at the same time? That sounds impossible, but the truth is, the big leagues of Forex have the two traits in a perfect balance. So what does it mean? In all of their trading acts, literally all of them, they got anxious and worry a lot all the time. They are quick to jump into whatever trading advantage they see. But then, there are times when they quickly get out of them, too, based on the chart trends they are seeing. Although they can manage the levels of such feelings efficiently, as they gain more experience, they really worry how their day-to-day trading might eventually turn out. It is the chief reason why they always do their very best to come up with the best decisions. While there are times when they are quick to get out of a strategy they're executing, there are a lot of moments, too, in which they will just say, I will wait for a little longer to see how this move pans out. The best way to describe the patience-impatience trading balance is this: being patient with winning trades and being impatient with losing trades. If we are to illustrate such a principle, we could think of it as a picture with a set of small red dots and a single occurrence of a big green dot. Red being an indicator of waiting and green being a symbol for proceeding. Another set of small red dots and another presence of a big green dot. The cycle goes on and on. The bigger the dot, the bigger the move or monetary value that should be involved. And since red is represented as small objects, it means the action or value to be staked at those moments should not be very big too. If you understand that pretty well, and if you plan to make it a habit, then you should be on your way to becoming an excellent trader. If you think that many of those great traders succeeded easily during their first tries, you'd be hugely wrong. In fact, most of them lose a lot more than you could possibly imagine. Even during their expert days, they still lose heavily. But what they do is they become impatient with their losses. That's why they are quick to come up with more solid plans and actions on how to improve on their methods. Be impatient if you're learning less than you should, but be patient on those things that you can't control. This is a statement that should belong to your main driving force with Forex. Focusing on higher profit instead of proving smartness. Everybody wants to prove they're brilliant. Who doesn't? But sometimes...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?